Kilo Delta 8, Julius Alpha Delta, Echo Link check.
W2PUT, KBS Thunder. W2PUT, KBS Thunder.
I'm hearing it right now. KBSWRWPUT.
There you go. Well, that's something. I believe that what I explained before is was part of the problem.
Yeah, some of this has got to be the terrain up here. Yeah, the UHF was doing pretty well, and I got a couple of miles past Cordwood, and it was like throwing a switch. It was pretty much bye-bye.
N8MJL mobile.
MJL recognized. Yeah, I'm sure it is. I could tell that too when you were good in there and you were driving. I could tell when you dropped down in a hill in a valley because you got noisy. So it's got a lot to do with trees and all that. MJL, go ahead. Give it a stuff here.
Good morning. Hey, quick question. I was listening to you guys on the 444.6. Where's that located, and what's the PL?
It's just west of Levering. The PL is 151.4, same as the Flint repeater.
Okay. Yeah, I live 2 miles north of that. I wasn't sure when and what everything was set, so makes sense knowing who put it up.
When was last Saturday? There's also a DMR there on the Pinconning pair. There's also 145.31 in Mackinac that got put up, 131.8. So that's the story.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll be clear. N8MJL.
Anytime, feel free to jump in and use it. That's why it's there. So any one of them, both the analog and the analog DMR, both analogs and the DMR are linked back downstate to obviously the VHF is on the VHF hub and the UHF is on the UHF hub and the DMR is on the MI5. So it's there for use. So go ahead, Dan. And must have dropped out. But anyways, yeah, it's there. Use it. KBSWR.
N8MJL. Yeah, I jump in every once in a while. Oh, long story. So, excellent. Are they going to link that repeater with the rest of the network?
Yeah. So the 444-600 is to the UHF network downstate. The DMR is linked to the MI5 network. And the VHF 145.31 that's in Mackinac is linked downstate to the VHF network. So answer your question, yes, on all three.
Okay, cool. Alrighty, I'm almost to my destination, so I'll say 73 N8MJL.
CCA, DSU, portable. Begin.
WAFADNF. Go ahead, station WAAR.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Oh, we're hanging in there, enjoying the beautiful morning.
Yeah, for sure. Not sure where you are, but I'm on the 190, and the weather that we're having now is just absolutely perfect, in my opinion.
Yeah, I didn't quite catch your location. I'm just coming through Indian River.
Yeah, I'm in Petoskey on the 19 repeater, and actually traveling to Traverse City today for some appointment.
On the 19, do they have the Sheboygan repeater linked in with something?
Oh yeah, the Northern Michigan link repeater system. So there's a bunch of different repeaters all the way down, I think, to Mayo and over to Traverse City. So pretty much the northwestern tip of the mid is linked together.
When did they do that?
Not really sure. Judging by the surprise of people like you, probably pretty recently. I handpicked it a couple of months ago and got on the air with the 2-meter stuff. So I don't know all the history.
I moved away from this area 30 years ago, so I'm not a current local, so I haven't kept up with all the system. I know they did some fusion up here, some DMR stuff, but I didn't realize that they linked these repeaters because I still had programmed in independent. So the 119, is that Sussmanville?
I think it may have been Sussmanville Tower, but they moved it over to Krause Road, which is what we affectionately call Chandler Hill in the south.
Oh, really? Down by Boyne?
Well, Chandler Hill runs from Petoskey all the way down to Boyne Falls, but this would be just a couple miles south of Petoskey. When you drive down 131 south, you can see the array of towers over there, and this is one of them.
Oh, you say Krause Road? I know where that's at. I used to work on the radio system up here for CCE, so it's been 30 years since I lived up here, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah, Radio Hill there. That's off outside the Snowmobile Trail runs through there. Well, hey, I got to jump off here at my exit. I'm here, Scott. We'll catch you a little bit later on. 73 is WAKR.
KFA-ENF, clear.
And I'm hearing you gentlemen all the way down here at Columbia City, Indiana. KD9ZTK.
NAPZT. NAPZT.
Foxtrot Alpha.
Good morning.
We got a lot of people on this radio this morning. Good morning from Columbia City, Indiana.
I-75 at the moment.
Mobile on I-75, what's your mile marker?
Looks like you're what, just south of Indian River.
Yeah, you're broken up just a little bit.
Your call is coming in very strong.
Are you northbound or southbound?
Southbound.
Hey, you're going the wrong way. That'll get you to Detroit. You don't want to go there.
And then down the hall for a wedding.
Well, that's
Booth, not too bad. You can go to Frankenmuth and get some chicken dinner.
Well, unfortunately, I'll be stopping by there quickly, taking care of business, and then continuing some of the school. I've got some family I'm going to meet up with down there. They're going to see me.
I will tell the bride and groom congratulations and best wishes to them.
I will pass that along.
All right, drive safe. Friday night, there's probably going to be more traffic northbound, but there's still a lot of crazies out there, so take it easy.
I will. Thank you. Thanks for the comeback. KUNZRW.
VSU on Norm Michigan Link System.
Any DMH mobile?
RK Mobile.
A8RK from W2PUT.
W2PUT, A8RK, Charlevoix.
Hey, Ralph. Hey, how you doing? I had to check which radio I was hearing you out of before I realized you were up north here.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, I just had lunch with 38RPM, and that was sort of fun. There's somebody on the porch here I was going to visit. I was waiting for the bridge, and then the ferry honked like somebody was blocking the channel, and so I got out of line, and I'm going to visit a family member. Okay, I'll be back.
Okay, Ralph. Yeah, we're up north here as well, although we're quite a bit east of you. Catch you later. W2PUT.
Okay.
You know, that was quick. A8RK, W2PUT.
There was someone sitting on the porch when I drove by, but no one was answering, so they must be good.
Put her in her home or something.
Be good. Let them be alone, and these are relatives on Deborah's side come up here every year. We're up here, but we have seen nothing of them, although Deb did have lunch with her nephew. That was good.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, it's always good to get together with relatives that you don't see very often when, out of town or in town, depending upon your point of view. And when we make our Buffalo trips, it sometimes is difficult to squeeze it all in. You know, so many people want to see you, and you only have so much time there.
Yeah, roger on that. Same up here. People are on vacation. They don't want to plan, so. Oh, well. I think I'm going to run by the beach and see if there's anyone I know there. I'm not dressed for swimming, but I am dressed for hanging out. And it's sidewalk sale days. And I looked 2 days ago, and the clothing store had things 20% off. Then I looked yesterday and they were 40% off. So I just want to see if they put out anything new that might be useful. Then I'm going to head back. We have to be somewhere at 6:30. And We're playing music at the Friday night service tonight. AA8RK.
Yeah, we talked about heading to the beach today as well, but I'm not sure whether we'll do that. Looks like the plans are to go over to Akiak Falls. You know, we've got our oldest grandson with us. You know, he enjoys the falls there quite a bit, so I think we're probably going to head over there. Yeah, we'll still do the beach today. Definitely want to get at some point our beach time in. Is that season's going to be coming to an end pretty quick as far as at least going in the water and spending time.
Yeah, roger, roger. Time's a wasting. And I'm good for wasting it. AARK.
Well, sometimes you need time well wasted, I guess you could say. All right, well, I'm going to finish off what I was working on here. You know, I moved the All-Star Hub that a bunch of us hang out on. Yeah, I moved it virtually up to Akiak here since I've got fiber internet and available Pi space on the 900, old Peter. I was messing around with a speed control for the fan. I had one in it until I needed the variable, the buck converter that was in it to fix something else. So I just got that soldered in and adjusting the fan speed down. It's a 12-volt fan, but it sounds like a jet engine taking off in here. Throttle it back so it quiets it down. It doesn't really need the full volume of that fan. It was just something I had available. I think I got it set up all right again here. 88RK, WQPUT.
Oh, good. Good luck to that. Well, the Pi fans that I have are not, they don't last very long. So good luck with that. And I'm going to run downtown. The bridge is up. Should be anyway. And then head back to Petoskey. Deb and our sister-in-law were going to have naps, and I told her I try not to do that. That way I actually might even sleep through the night. Good luck with your project. Catch you later. Great to hear you up here. 88RK, Charlie Voy.
Yeah, well, the fan that's in here it doesn't just cool the Pi. It's a chassis fan, and also blows air across the 900 transmitter to keep that cool, and you know, circulates the air in there so that it helps cool the Pi as well. But yeah, the Pi fans don't always last that long. My mini node, I just replaced the fan in that. It's been making noise for about a year. It's like, oh my gosh, I plug it in now and it's quiet. All right, we'll catch you later, Ralph. And, the nap thing. Yeah, I caught a cat nap a little bit ago because we left Milan about 3:30. Get up north through all the various ugly zones there along 75 and 23. It's a great time of day to travel, honestly. Take care. I'll talk to you later. WTPUT.
73 88RK.
KFA-ENF.
KZT Mobile.
KFA-ENF.
Good afternoon, Billy.
Hey, Chris, how you doing today?
A little warmish this afternoon, but not too bad. Yeah, I meant to tell you yesterday that I got to work tomorrow and I wouldn't be able to attend that meeting.
Yeah, no worries. I'm going to go check it out and just see what that group's all about and inquire about the 6-8 repeater. I was told by somebody else the other day that they thought maybe it was down. They hadn't been able to get into it.
Well, I know I can still get into it because, you know, I can hear it come back to me, you know, the thank you for using the blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay. Well, this person was reporting to me that they were in the Petoskey area and they keyed it up a couple of times and got nothing.
Interesting, because I was, I actually called out on that one a couple times last night just to see if anybody was around and listening. I mean, I have not, it's been a long time since I've heard anybody else on it, but I always seem to get the repeater identification call.
Yeah, and I changed the name of it in my radio from SAARC to whatever its call sign is, and I can't remember what it was, so I'm mobile right now and just on my HT, so I wasn't able to give it a try, but yeah, that sounds good. There's hardly any traffic on, but I think they have like sort of Saturday night net, or maybe it's a Monday night net. I can't remember. Maybe both.
Yeah, that runs in my mind that they run a couple nets a week, and I think you're right. One of them is on a Saturday.
I was listening to the WHCCE. Maybe it was last week Saturday, and was a net that was hosted by WHCN in Traverse City, and they call that a social hour. And I actually jumped on and said hello. It was kind of cool. First time I'd ever joined a net.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to, you know, get in there and, you know, just kind of figure out the routine. You know, most nets work the same way as far as, you know, waiting your turn and blah, 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 blah. They go down a list and whatnot. So, yeah, it is kind of neat, isn't it?
Great way to meet strange men.
And that is what it's all about, my friend.
All right, man. Well, sorry that we won't be able to paddle around together tomorrow and walk into that meeting with the boss, but we'll have to do it another time. I'll let you know what it's all about and what I think of it. Assuming I show up there at the prescribed date and time and it actually is on, and they just haven't not updated their website or something like that.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested to hear your thoughts on it. And, yeah, I kind of thought that I would try and hit September's meeting of theirs just to see what it's all about.
Well, if I'm successful tomorrow, I'll let you know if it's going to be worthwhile to try that in September.
Sounds good, my friend. Well, you have a great evening. And, yeah, we're getting ready to head over to Mom's in Sheboygan for a little bit, and then I'll come back and play radio a little bit later this evening. But, yeah, you guys have a great evening. Have a good day tomorrow, and I'll probably talk to you this weekend on the wire. K-8-G-A-D. Clear.
Yeah, sounds good, man. So, working for the man tomorrow, but have a great weekend anyway. I might be on later, so shout out if you're in the K-F-A-G-N-F. Clear.
K-8-V-F-U on Northern Michigan Link System, Traverse City, DMR repeater.
K-F-A-E-N-F. K-F-A-D-N-F.
Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu, radio check. Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf Zulu, radio check. Kilo Fox 8, Zulu, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Golf
check.